Hare Krishna. God's infinitude is not mathematical. It is transcendental. God is infinite. What does this mean? The concept of infinity is inconceivable to the human mind. But if we are to apply that conception to God, that if we are to say that God is infinite, to understand what it means, we need to reflect on the nature of infinity. First, let us consider the context in which we usually hear about infinity, that is in mathematics. We may talk about infinite series. So for example, the series of all natural numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, if we just go on and on, the series of all natural numbers is infinite. Similarly, the series of all odd numbers is infinite. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17. This is also infinite. And similarly, the series of all prime numbers is also infinite. 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 23, like that. That is also infinite. Though all these series are infinite, still they are not all the same. The series of all natural numbers is bigger than the series of all odd numbers. And the series of all odd numbers is bigger than the series of all prime numbers. So though they are all infinite, there are gradations within infinity also. So now, if we contemplate such gradations within infinity, the question may come up, at what point does a series, at what count does a series become infinite? Now, one, if we are talking all about all natural numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, now we go on and on counting, at what count does the series become infinite? At billion? At zillion? At gazillion? Actually, it's none of the above. As long as we can put a count on the series, as long as we can put a number on this count of the series, it's not considered infinite. When the series becomes, when the number of the series, when the count of the series becomes inconceivable, then the series is said to become infinite. God's infinitude is not like that. It is not dependent on his expansion beyond a particular dimension. God's infinitude is integral to his being. So, to understand this transcendental nature of God, let's consider the statements in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4 and 9.5. In 9.4, Krishna states, Mayatatamidam sarvam jagadavyaktamurtina matsthani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastitaha. So he says, important, relevant for us, matsthani sarvabhutani. All living beings are situated in me. And yet immediately the next verse he says, 9.5, nacha matsthani bhutani pashme yogam aishwaram bhutabhrinna cha bhutastho mamatma bhutabhavana nacha matsthani bhutani. He says, all living beings are not situated in me. Now, is this self-contradictory? That Krishna is saying, that the Gita is saying that all living beings are situated in Krishna and all living beings are not situated in Krishna. No, it is not self-contradictory. It is paradoxical and it points towards the transcendental nature of God's existence. That he permeates all of existence and yet he extends beyond all of existence. So, he is not just distributed all over. Yes, he is distributed all over, but still he is distant from it, existing in his own abode, in his self-existential glory. So, that means, in the transcendental realm, God and the creation, God and the universe, are simultaneously one with and different from each other. God is one with his creation, and yet God is different from his creation. Now, how do we apply this to the concept of infinitude, God's infinitude? So, consider for example that God has infinite attributes. Now, we may categorize them sometimes as, say, he has six primary opulences or he has 64 qualities. But there the acharyas explain that this is one way of categorization. Actually, if we count, his qualities are infinite. So now, his infinitude, his infinitude is not dependent on his qualities being numbered up to infinite. Now, his infinitude is integral to his being. So, it is not that each of his qualities is real. Each of his qualities is transcendental. Each of his qualities is a part of his divinity. But his infinitude doesn't depend on the count of the qualities extending up to an inconceivable number. No, he's already infinite. He's eternally infinite. Put another way, it is not that he is God because he has infinite qualities. Rather, because he is God, he has infinite qualities. So thus, God's infinitude is not mathematical, depending on a count going up to infinity. It is transcendental, being integral to his very being. Thank you. Hare Krishna.